Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things. So now you have to let your baby fly. You've given me everything that I will need to make it through this crazy thing called life. And I know you watched me grow up and only want what's best for me. And I think I found the answer to your prayers. And he is.
Welcome back. Little Carrie Underwood, Mama's Song, on this Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day once again to all the mamas out there in Radio Land. Hard to believe we're here in May. Not sure where our spring season went to. Went by pretty quick. And now it's time to get into a little fishing. We're going to do a little fishing report. We're going to run down in the Ozarks and find our roving reporter, Mr. Bill Cooper. How about a little fishing intro here, Matty G?
Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. But right now I'm on this.
Good morning, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Raymond.
Tell you what, we've had some rain, we've had some nasty weather, we've had some beautiful weather, but our roving reporter, Mr. Billy Cooper, here we have on the line, has been out doing some fishing, catching some trout, and why don't you give us a little report, some of the water levels and what the places look like you've been fishing.
Hey, Ray, gosh, it's been exciting with all the high water events that have taken place. Of course, I live real close to Merrimack Spring Park, and I do a lot of trout fishing out there. Boy, those poor guys got whacked hard this year, one of the biggest floods they've had in decades. They had a couple feet of water in the administration building, the conservation department guys right across the street. I was there yesterday, and they've completely stripped their office building out, you know, sheetrock off of the walls and everything. Those poor guys have been pouring the work on, but you know what? They're still taking care of the fishing program there at Merrimack. Ray, I have been this part of the country for about 40 years, and the fishing at Merrimack Spring Park has been the best this spring I've ever seen. They've had a lot of big fish. They were leftovers from last year, but they're going to run out of those in about a month or so, and they'll be back to regular stocker fish. But even in these high waters, the fish have just been hitting about anything you throw in the water. And one reason for that is there's lots of fish built up in the stream because with the weather, all the weather going on, a lot of people have not been coming. And the conservation department stocks fish. They take the average attendance for the last 3 years and stock 2.25 fish per estimated fisherman every day. So there's a buildup of fish in there. I've been going down like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Day before yesterday I was there and I caught 8 trout in less than 20 minutes.
Wow.
I went back yesterday and had to work a little bit harder, but still caught a lot of fish. And I talked to a couple from St. Peters, Missouri, have been camping in the area and going down in the afternoon. One day they caught over 100 fish each. If you can imagine that. That's a lot of fish.
Yeah, it is. And that's banker's hours for fishing, isn't it, Billy?
Oh, it is. You know, a lot of people like to get there and show up early in the morning when the whistle goes off, and there's a real fast frenzy, lasts about 15 minutes, where a lot of fish caught. Then it calms down. You have to work from a little harder. A lot of guys leave with their four fish limit, and like I said, not many people are coming in. The majority of the people that fish at Merrimack Spring come from the St. Louis area. If they hear a rain report at all, most of them don't come.
Okay.
So that leaves a lot of vacancies there in the park, a lot of room to fish, yeah. Boy.
You know, that's good information to let people know that they can catch some fish down there, because you're right. With all this rain and the flooding and stuff, a lot of people probably do stay away thinking it's probably not good fishing.
Oh, they do. People are used to fishing in these trout parks in crystal clear water. And, you know, those kind of conditions can make trout fishing very difficult, but this water a little bit high and very murky, it's amazing how those fish bite. I mean, they still got their senses, they're still hungry, and you can get away with fishing a little bit heavier line. You know, we fish the 2 and the 4 pound lines all the time, but I helped a guy day before yesterday from he and his wife from the country of Jordan. And this guy had kind of a snoopy looking fishing rod with 12 pound test line on it. Wow. You know, he was having a tough time, but I helped him out a little bit, and with just a few minutes, hey, had him catching trout. You know, he had big hooks. Yeah, I tied him on a little salmon egg hook with a yellow plastic worm, and oh, he started catching fish. And, but it's great to see new people like that fishing and, you know, trying things and help them out. It's just another treat.
He had to be pretty excited when he started catching some fish because he was struggling prior to that.
Oh, yeah, and you see that a lot, people, first-timers coming into the trout park. They don't know exactly what kind of gear to use or what kind of baits or lures. But you see a lot of the older fellows at the trout parks that help people like that out. It's great. It's a real social sport in these trout parks. It is. People have a good time. And it was so interesting, the couple from Jordan, she had a little – looked like a thermos there, and she asked me if I wanted tea. Well, sure, I'll have some tea. She had her face.
Oh, Billy Cooper on the banks of down at the fishing hole having a little tea. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she had these beautiful little ornate glasses, and it was hot tea. I was expecting, you know, good old southern cold sweet tea, but it was hot tea, and it was delicious, man.
Only from you, Mr. Cooper. Only with you.
I gained a little culture on the trout stream. Can I say?
What else is going on out there? You been around anywhere else?
Oh, yeah. I try to get around all I can, and if I'm not there, I'm checking with guys. Things are heating up over at Lake Ozarks after the big flood event. Guys are catching good largemouth bass at the very backs of the coves, throwing topwaters, cinkos, and trick worms, that sort of thing, both early in the morning and late in the evening. Okay. During the days, I guess those fish move out there a little bit. During the day, they're catching them on spinnerbaits and jigs. Rivers are still a little tough. I haven't been back on the Merrimack, but the Merrimack just below Merrimack Spring Park is chock full of brown trout, man. We talked about this before. You know, our good buddy Spence Turner, we lost recently, had been a state trout biologist for almost 3 decades. He established a world-class trout fishery here in Missouri, and the Merrimack River is one of them. And they're actually at Merrimack Spring Park now using brown trout at the heads of the rearing pools in front of the rainbows to filter out a little parasite that gets on the gills of the rainbows, and it completes its life cycle. But when it gets on the gills of the browns, it dies. So they're using the browns for that biofilter until they reach 12 inches, and they're throwing them in the river. So there's several thousand a month going into the Merrimack River. Fishing is phenomenal, man. And I watched a guy there at Merrimack Spring Park yesterday catch a 21-inch brown trout in the park. It had obviously come up out of the river. But, hey, fishing's good, and it's only going to get better.
All righty, Billy. What a great report. See, you know, it's great to have our retired guy out there running around catching fish, doing a little turkey hunting. I love your post on Facebook. I mean, I thought, you know, I got to get hold of Billy. I got to get him back on the show, because what else he's got to do? He's just out there hunting and fishing.
Yeah, but, you know, Ray, you caused me a lot of grief, man. Aww. You're telling everybody in the world that I'm out there hunting and fishing and having a good time, and I get all these emails and people just give me a lot of grief about, man, have you got anything else to do? anything else I want to do.
All right, Billy. Thanks for that great report. We got to get out of here. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Well, it's time to take a break. Hope a lot of you get a chance to go out and do a little fishing. Take somebody fishing that's never been fishing, and always take a kid fishing. And we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
All you need is a line and a pole that'll never break. Over on the lake in a tiny little boat stood a tall, slim gal who said her boat wouldn't float. She called on me for a helping hand. I said I didn't have time. I'm a